Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name's Tim Modis. I oversee the research and writing activities of a group called ECHO. We're based in Fort Myers, just a little bit south of here, and we're focused on the needs of smallholder farmers in mostly in the tropics and low resource settings. And so today I'm focusing on a research project that we got to do in South Africa, working with a system called ZAI. The word ZAI was coined by farmers in Burkina Faso. It's used to refer to small planting pits that are dug. They serve as sort of micro catchments to concentrate moisture and fertility inputs near crop roots. You can imagine these pits are very laborious to dig, but nevertheless they were developed by farmers themselves as a way to cope with land that's too encrusted to plow with conventional tillage. And so the idea is you only plow these small stations. In terms of the fertility amendments that farmers have available to them, oftentimes their options are very limited. Many are just putting in bits of millet straw or a few handfuls per station of aged cattle manure or compost. And so one of the questions we wanted to address with this research is, can we, or to what extent does cattle manure improve the fertility of these ZAI pits? And so our treatments were non-treated flat ground, non-treated pits, and then 400 grams of manure, about three handfuls worth, applied all at once as a pre-plant application at the beginning of the season, versus split equally into two applications 9 weeks apart. And we sampled about to a 0 to 15 centimeter profile in the pits and analyzed that soil for nutrients and some biological indicators like active carbon and nitrogen mineralization. In terms of soil nutrients, if you look in comparison to the non-treated controls, pre-plant manure in particular stands out. It improved quite significantly across the board, your macronutrients, secondary, and micronutrients. Those critical values were values I found for maize. You can see, for example, adding cow manure brought soil potassium from a deficit to quite a bit over the critical level. For active carbon, which is important for microbial life, we did see an increase with the pre-plant applied manure. And for nitrogen mineralization, we saw an increase with both pre-plant and split, but the highest level was with the pre-plant applied manure. And so just a few conclusions then. The pits by themselves did not improve fertility above that with just non-treated flat ground, but most fertility indicators were improved with additions of cattle manure. And so that just confirms farmer practice of giving to the soil whatever you have available, even if NPK fertilizers are either not affordable or available to them. Our findings, there's more that could be done on as far as the timing of when these nutrients become available to a crop, but at least under the dry conditions of the trial where we were, findings suggest it's better to apply all of the manure at the beginning of the season as a pre-plant. Other studies I've read say that it's, especially if you're in a more rainy area, you would want to consider a split application. So that was what I had. I don't know if I've, did I make it under 5 minutes?
You did a great job. We still have a few minutes for questions, actually.
Yes.
So do you know anything about the relationship between the ZAI pits and water loss? Because in some systems, when they dig the pit, you're also exposing deeper levels of soil to that, you know, phosphorus in the area.
Asking about water loss with the Zai pits.
Yeah.
Where we were, the soil was very sandy, so it actually drained, passed right through. I would imagine on a clay soil in Burkina Faso, the pits are sometimes used in combination with rock buns to keep as much water on the field as possible. And the idea is that as water is passing through, the little dams that are created with the soil that's excavated helps retain the water in the pit. In a sandy situation, we noticed that a lot of sand washed into the pits, so we actually had to reseed our sorghum because they got buried so deeply. So the second season, we waited a few weeks to plant the seed until a few rains had come.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.